The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We could play the part, but behind that mask of performance, our marriage was dying a very, very ugly death behind the four walls of our home.
The 15 months of divorce proceedings became an all-out war, even hiring private investigators to collect incriminating evidence on each other. But miraculously, Dale and Gina Forehand began taking steps to restore their marriage.
But I just said, what have we done? You just need to come home. We need to try to fix this.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have this opportunity. And you know, we've told you that this is 50 years of marriage, and more than 50 years of being in love, because we dated for a few years. And, you know, we behaved ourselves. I mean, you know, you were probably pressed a few times by this guy you were with, but she was strong.
Strong. I'm still strong.
Yeah. I put a move on her now, and she says, I'm still strong. It's amazing when you think about it, that we're just like the exception, that we've been married a long time. And you know, you really wonder about a lot of people who are living together if they really even like each other very much, or if it's kind of an arrangement. Well, we've got a couple that were in church work and yet got so crosswise with each other and crossways that they went and got lawyers. The lawyers kind of pitted them against one another. They got private investigators. They would wear a wire mic to try to catch the other one. And then the judge made them live in the same house for 15 months, a war zone. I got to ask him, why'd the judge do that? I mean, he's trying to see who's going to live through the fight. So you don't have to worry about paying somebody off. They're dead. I mean, I really wonder. But the miracle is they got divorced, and then they came back together and got remarried. And they say you need to bring authenticity and wholeness to your marriage, so let's get real. Dale and Gina Forehand, let's listen to their story. Welcome on Life Today.
Yeah, you're winning, yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? You act like you actually,
I mean, like you're happy.
Well, we love each other and we like each other. And that was not the case before.
Right.
And you were church folks.
We were, James. And, you know, that wasn't the problem. We always say it like this. You know, our problem was that we were religiously active, but we were not spiritually intimate. I mean, we could do go through the motions, go to Sunday school, I mean, deacon, leading soloist. I mean, we could play the part, but behind that mask of performance, our marriage was dying a very, very ugly death behind the four walls of our home.
Now, is tragically that story perhaps too often true with many people who sit
Absolutely.
In church or even somewhere on the platform?
Absolutely.
Because I know you have ministry to people now like that.
Right.
So is that the truth?
Absolutely. Because I think we've bought into the lie at the church that we have to come perfect. Mm-hmm. And if somebody knew our stuff, if they really knew, they might not like us. Right. And then we wouldn't get to do things and we wouldn't get to be a part. So let's just play the game, put on the mask. And you know, when I was a kid, those masks were those plastic with the rubber band that got caught in your hair. But you know, I mean, you know, after a couple of houses, you were suffocating, you know? So you took your mask and put it on your head. You had to show everybody the top of your head. You know? And I think that's what happens. We'll wear that mask until we are just, it either becomes who we are or it suffocates us to the point where we just want to rip it off. And I think that's really what happened to us. We were just tired of playing the game.
How long were y'all married in this wonderful relationship?
Well, you know, it wasn't always bad. We had to start by saying that. But about 8.5 years into the marriage, it was very broken. Fighting escalated. You know, chasing the American dream, pursuing the corporate ladder, trying to raise kids, looked like everything's okay on the outside. But, and then we brought some brokenness and some woundedness to the marriage we didn't know about. And so all of a sudden, 8.5 years in the marriage, I just said it was over. And I packed her bags and I put them in the car and I told her to get out. And
how come you didn't get out?
Well, because I was the man. I was in charge, right? And so it was my way.
I already see why you had a problem. You know, my goodness. Did you tell him you were glad for him to pack them and you were ready to go? Well, what did it shock you when you did that?
Well, it shocked me. Yeah, it shocked me. But you know, you're in this mode of what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? You know. And he took the children with him, and he went to play a round of golf because again, you got to put the mask on. You have to play the game. I've just kicked my wife out of the house. Yes, I just kicked my wife out of the house, but I've got to go save face. So I'm going to play golf with the guys, and so the kids
were. And took the kids.
Left them.
Would you have a little cart behind
them? Put them at the swimming pool with my mom.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I went and got them.
You really had it together.
I did.
Yeah, yeah. So I went and got them, and. He called me and said, you know, the reason our marriage isn't working is because you're not doing what I tell you to do, and I didn't tell you to go get the kids. And so so I said, you know, I just feel like we're not safe with each other. I feel like we need some time to cool off. And he said, no, if you don't come, you know, and bring the kids home, I'm going to find them, and when I do, I'm going to take them from you. And so about a couple of weeks later, I guess, it was Vacation Bible School at our church, and, you know, I had to go. I had butter cookies to hand out, right? And so I have to go, and nobody knows. You know, I don't tell anyone. I just take my That's children right. to church and just act like everything's fine. And he and his brothers came and snuck up and grabbed the kids and took
now,
them.
Now, how old were these kids that have been dragged around?
Yeah, they were six and two. Six and two, yeah.
How about, did they know what was going on, or they think this is kind of the way it's supposed
to be?
Well,
you know, I think our feeling? Six-year-old did know, our two-year-old did not. You know, and honestly, that's the big tragedy of what took place in that 15 months. But, you know, I got to tell you, the good news is that on the day that we get remarried, our son comes to us at the age of 6 and a half and says, hey, since God put my family back together, please tell me how I can receive Jesus as my Savior.
Mm. Wow.
And so, you know, our anniversary of our remarriage is our son's spiritual birthday. And I always tell people, you know, you never, ever want to underestimate your one single act of obedience, because you never know what you do right, what that will do in the life of somebody else. Mm. And so we're a walking example of doing the right thing, even though it was broken and messed up. You know, James, Betty, we're an example of God's grace and second
yes.
chances. And as ugly as it was, there is another side today that God is using to really strengthen families.
What's that son doing now?
You know,
how old is he and what's he doing?
He's 22, just got married, and he's answered the call to ministry. He's going to be a worship leader. And God has fully restored that and redeemed
he's
that.
He's a redeeming God.
He really is.
And your daughter?
And she is in a school for people going into ministry called Highlands College. And so, you know, God's redeemed that. And so that's the good news of our story is that, you know, there is second chances. And
all right, you've got a DVD series here. Now, is this something that you make available to people who want it, that you teach in what are you doing now, seminars?
We are. We have a conference called Let's Get Real, and we go to the local church, and we teach couples the things that we wish we knew then that we now know, how to be safe in a marriage, how to really demonstrate real love, how to look at what you brought into your marriage and unpack that so that your spouse is not your enemy, but now your ally, locking arms to fight the enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy the marriage that
yes,
God ordained.
Yes.
And so we went to work real hard, figuring out how does a Christian couple like this find themselves in a courtroom fighting over their kids with a broken marriage?
But in church, every time the doors are open, how does this happen?
And so that's what we've written about. That's what we teach. And we've got just, I think, some real life principles that we learned the second go around, if you will, of what it really means to live in a marriage that's whole, fulfilling, thriving. And that's why we smiled when you first saw us, because God's changed us, and it's a different.
This is
different
no
marriage.
Phony facade mask yeah. that you're going to pull
and
back.
And listen,
later.
I got to tell y'all, one of the things that people start saying, well, y'all share your story, so we're like sharing it at Weenie Roast. I mean, we don't care wherever we can go, we're sharing our story, what God did. And then they start saying, well, teach us
you're
about how we keep.
You're a little country.
I am a little. Yes, I am.
Okay.
We're like Donnie and Marie. I'm a little bit country. Yeah. But anyway, you know, and we actually went to a marriage conference like 6 weeks before we actually divorced. And one of the things that was asked of us is we couldn't talk unless you held this pen.
Or a feather or something.
Or something. You had to have something in your hand, and you had to talk, and you couldn't talk as long as I had this, and then I could hand it to you, and then I couldn't talk. I mean, by the end of it, I was just like, I just wanted to poke his eyes out with the pen. You know, I was just like, give me the pen. I need to talk to you, you know, and tell you. And so, Dale and I, when we began for people to start asking us, you know, how did you put your marriage back together? We were like, let's go for the roots. You know, the scripture tells us if you have bad roots, you're going to bear bad fruit. But
right.
if you've got good roots, you're going to bear good fruit. And right. So let's stop quick, try to fix the fruit on the tree, and let's get the roots out. And when we started going through all our heart issues and what we brought into the marriage and the expectations we had in our marriage, and you're supposed to meet all my needs and God doesn't meet any, you know, it's all you, and why aren't you doing this? And you're supposed to complete me and you're a mess, and, you know, all these things that
she's
we
good,
blame each other on,
this
you
girl's
know?
Good. I hope you wrote most of the book.
So when we started getting to the root of the
I've
matter,
I've already got the jury
changed.
In your favor.
You know, when you start looking at when the roots start getting right and they're based on the right. principles of the Word of God, and then you put it to practice, you bear good fruit.
That's right. Let's go back a little bit. You got my curiosity up about the lawyer thing and then the judge ordering you to stay together in the home right. while you were...
What did the lawyer? Did the lawyer give you any good advice? They tell you anything worthwhile?
Well, you know,
bad advice?
Because we were fighting for custody of our children, we were told that if one of us left the marital residence, the other one would say you're an unfit parent.
And you abandoned.
So you can't
children.
Leave if you want to win. And so
had to stay at the house.
Had to stay at the house. And so we got a 6 p.m. curfew. We had to be in the home by 6. I'm like, I'm not gonna eat your food until you taste it first, you know? And so it was
he would he'd make me eat it first.
Yeah. So it was
he was your tester.
Yeah.
But honestly, our home got real small. And you know, I look back now some 13, 15 years later and go, you know, how do we get through that? You know, how did we survive that literally? And I really believe, you know, obviously God was still chasing us, still pursuing us, still didn't get us through that because there are a lot of pains in broken relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think the good news about our story is on the other side, God's grace has always been sufficient.
Yes.
And, you know, we're just examples of how He came through for us. And we, you know, there's so much that we know now, how He pursued us, He wooed us, He drew us back. And then when Gina broke on a phone conversation in a fight and said, Dale, I want you to come home and let's see if we can fix this thing. That step out there, that moment of big time faith by her started the process of
this
us.
This is after the divorce.
After the divorce, yeah.
Why did you say that to him? I hadn't found a good reason yet.
Well, you know what? I just have to be really honest and say that it was the Holy Spirit. And I know that probably sounds really bizarre, but it was. I mean, I'm telling you, it came out of my mouth and I thought, where in the world did that come from? And I'm not even sure I even want that, you know? But it came, I just said, what have we done? You just need to come home. We need to try to fix this. And so I wish I could take credit for it, but it was just the Spirit of God. And, you know, that is one thing, if I can say anything, I appreciate the fact that you are led by the Spirit of God on right. your shows. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. Mm-hmm. I was raised in a Christian home, but I was never introduced to the Holy Spirit until I was like 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And when you began to discover, you didn't have to do all this on your own. The Lord deposited His Spirit in you to help you. I was set free. And I believe that's what happened in our marriage. Right. We had a Christian marriage, but Christ was not the center of our marriage. We weren't mm-hmm. two Spirit-led people in a Christ-centered home. And that makes all the difference in the world.
I see so many people that they're broken.
Right.
Yes.
How are they being impacted by what you're saying?
Well, I think it's the title of our book. It's because we've gotten so real. We took off the mask. And our transparency and our vulnerability is breeding transparency and vulnerability in those people in the church. They're sitting in the room going, wow, I thought I was the only one who felt this way or thought right. this way or dealt with this. But because we've been transparent, they're taking their mask off. And they're actually entering into some truths now. They're building good seeds in their marriages. It's bearing good fruit. You know, we're hearing now that young married couples, newlyweds, who are going, I went through premarital, but what you just taught me in this curriculum or this study in this DVD series, it's changing the way I look at my marriage. And so we got empty nesters all the way down to newlyweds who are going, wow, this stuff is building a foundation in my home now that's something I can build off of. You know, like how to be a safe mate. That's one of our favorite sessions to teach because we lost safety. How do you mm-hmm. hold your spouse's heart well in the midst of stress, worry, financial problems, wayward kids, all those things? How do you maintain a holding of the heart well with your spouse so that they're not your enemy? Then you lock arms and you become free, authentic, and whole.
If viewers wanted to get this, is it in bookstores?
It's in bookstores, websites.
All right, and let's get real. Your website.
Our website, yes, sir.
What is it?
DaleandGina.com.
All right, so if they wanted to get the material, they could from you.
Yes,
they could
sir.
Probably also get some insight. Now, I want to know, would they find out contact information if they wanted you to come and speak in their community or their church?
It's all right there, our website, how they can contact us, the resources, examples of our teaching, podcasts, blogs, you know, it's all right there.
And you're so excited about what God's done in your relationship that you believe it cannot just simply be contagious, but it can be something that becomes a reality because they hear truths that help them unravel some of the obvious areas of bondage or know how to literally deal with situations that have driven them apart.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, James, Betty, you know, if you don't know what to do, you'll typically do nothing. Mm-hmm. And so what we've tried to do is really just unpack our journey for couples. I mean, we're just a real Jane and Joe couple who actually have been there and done that and got that T-shirt. And now all of a sudden, God's given us a call to help fight for the marriages in this country. And if we can give them some tools, and with the power of the Holy Spirit alive and well in their hearts, we really believe that you can change the marriages in this country, and we can reclaim that for the glory of God.
And see, the thing that is really beautiful is, it really is a miracle of God's grace.
It is.
Because here are two people trying to do church and trying to act like family who were anything but.
That's right.
Totally unlike the Father. Now you really have gotten in His shelter and shadow. You've fallen in love with Him and one another.
That's
your
right.
Children, everybody that sees you, know you can see it in Him.
No doubt.
You can see it in her.
Right.
You became one another's encourager. And here's the thing I'd like all of you to hear. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you've been. If you could ever look beyond yourself, behold His glory and His grace, and really begin to love that person that you're at odds with, or you don't understand, or you wish you could fix, and you become their champion. A lot of you men are looking for a cheerleader. Have you ever tried to be one for your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Have you
good
ever
word.
Tried to really build her up and let her know how incredibly beautiful and valuable she is? Driving up here tonight, did I tell you how beautiful that sweater was?
Yeah, you did.
In the car. I told you it's brilliant. I told you it's beautiful. Did I not tell you at lunch today, with a lot of 30-year-old women around, do you realize you're as pretty as any one of those women right out there? Did I say that to you? Did I tell you your complexion is just as beautiful? Now, did that make you feel good?
Yeah.
How about you try that sometime? How about you really try to build up people around you?
Right.
Watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You appreciate this wonderful couple for being so honest. Are you glad they came back together? I'm glad. Here's the material. It's in the bookstores. There's their website. Get it. Now I want you to do something. I have told you this, and boy, if you ever reach to try to get the remote and change channel, okay, I've heard what they got to say. Now I know what they're fixing to do. They're going to ask me to do something. Don't you dare touch that remote. You stay right there and listen to me. When you're saying, I wish I could get some help, I wish people to help me, how about you begin? Just start right now. I'm going to find somebody I can effectively help. It might just change the whole world for them.
Mm-hmm.
I want you just to look and see if you were in the situation you're about to see, if you wish somebody would not touch the remote and check out on you, but check in. How about you check in on somebody's life? Watch what happens to yours. Please watch.
She's seen this before, and she knows what's coming. She's fought so hard, but no matter what she does, the signs still say severe. The single thing she loves most is fading away. Life slipping right through her fingers, and she knows it. She knows because it's happened before. Last year, her 4-year-old daughter died from malnutrition. Now, she watches as her son, Akol, fights for his life, just like her daughter did.
Thank you.
Oh, but there will be. No more food. There will be. There isn't any way for me to tell you how much I wanted to put my hands up on that lady's face and tell her how precious she is. We lost our youngest daughter this year. You know that in the past year. She lost her child, and now they're measuring for the malnutrition effect on her little son. Betty, we're blessed with three children. We're surrounded by all the wonderful things that freedom and opportunity gives us. Those babies are the sum total of those precious women's life and joy. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No more food, she said. Well, there's going to be, by the grace of God, because Betty and I are going to do all we can to get some food to them. And we've been doing this now, you know, for more than 20 years faithfully. And our viewers like you who don't check out on pain or need, but say you step up and you reach out and touch them with love, you're going to provide the food, and that's what we're asking you to do. And Betty, I believe with all my heart, our viewers are going to do it. We're going to answer that problem.
Absolutely. And if you're a mother, you know, there's you would go to the ends of the earth. You would do all you know to do to help your child live. This mother evidently has seen one child die and likely to see another one die if they don't get the help they need. And it's a simple solution for us to help them and give them food for their children to help them live. Let's reach out and do that, just as we would with our own children. We'd go to the Father's ends of the earth to help them. Let's reach out to the ends of this earth for them, and let's help their children because they can't help them.
And we can save their lives. The missionaries and the relief workers in the foreign nations have reported that we have saved millions and millions of their children's and their families and their people's lives. When I say we, I'm talking about you, the viewers of Life Today. Would you dial the number? I mean, right now, Father, I pray there would be a single person who would reach out and say, I am going to give somebody some help today. Please. In Jesus' name, for their sake and for your glory. Look, if you could reach out and take your bank card, how often do you use it for something that's really not real important? And you always want to use it like it's a bank card, like it's a check. You want to use it like it's cash. But just take it and say, I'm going to help you take care of 10 children. $100 will help us feed 10 children for several months. And we've got hundreds of thousands, over 400,000 right now in place that are waiting to hear, are you going to keep the food coming in these areas where we found them? Would you do it? If you give 50, we can care for 5, 30. There's not any gift too small. Those children, look, who will help save that woman's little child and get some strength and some meat on their bones, so to speak, and give them a chance and give her hope? You can. Only you could do it for many mothers like that. You might be able to give $1,000, help us take care of 100 children easily with your help. Would you do that, please? Would you just make the gift God put on your heart? Look, we want to send something to you to help you move past your past. You don't have to get stuck and downtrodden and defeated. You say, James, why do you offer gifts? The same way we offer gifts to help those children live and those parents and those families. We want to help you live a more fully blessed, overcoming life of peace and joy and understanding. We want to give to you words of life, spiritual food, spiritual water. So we say thank you. We'll tell you what you do and how we're going to send to you books that will bless you in teaching by Christine Kane, so anointed, so full of God's love. Please dial the number or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift God put on your heart. You're actually giving the greatest gift. You're giving love and life. and we thank you for it. Make the best gift you can.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. Our mission partners urgently need your support. Our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift, we'll send you Moving Past Your Past, a powerful new series featuring author and speaker Christine Kane. In Christ, there are no yesterdays, only tomorrows. In this series, Christine provides you with the keys to leaving your past behind and receiving all God has for your future. For a gift of any amount, you'll receive the audio CD series, along with Christine's book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, please request the entire teaching on both DVD and CD. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
From the very depth of our heart, Betty and I express gratitude to you for being sensitive to needs. By the way, if you dial and call for prayer and you get a busy, you called here to get through, we want to pray with you. We want to be a blessing. If you call to help and get a busy, be determined. I'm going to get through. I'm either going to go online or I'm going to get through on this line, and I'm going to make a gift to give life. Thank you for that. I want to say thanks to Dale and Gina Forehand. They are a blessing. You are a beautiful, miraculous expression of God's grace. Join us saying thanks, if you will, to Dale and Gina. And here is their material. It's in the bookstores. There's their website. And you may want to invite them to come to your church and be a blessing to you. Thank you so much for watching.
Next week, Amy Ford from Embrace Grace and Nancy Alcorn from Mercy Ministries call the church to show grace and mercy in a life-changing way. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.